It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 2320, Six Practical Steps to Start Living More Simply by Juliana Poplin of thesimplicityhabit.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you with permission from the authors. On Mondays, I usually cover minimalism, one of our most requested topics. So with that, let's get right to the Minimalist Monday post as we optimize your life. Six Practical Steps to Start Living More Simply by Juliana Poplin of thesimplicityhabit.com. In recent years, the idea of living a more simple life has gained more traction and become increasingly appealing. And it's easy to see why. Modern society is busy, frantic, stressful. Between demanding jobs, overbooked calendars, and messy homes, finding a moment to truly clear your mind and relax can feel challenging, if not totally impossible. While some people thrive on that kind of chaos, most of us weren't really meant for that kind of ever-present stress in our lives. At our core, we need ease, comfort, simplicity. We need time to focus on the things that truly matter to us, to live intentionally, not chaotically. If you're ready to start living a more simple life, you've come to the right place. Keep listening to learn how you can truly simplify your life. Why should I live more simply? While some people immediately see the benefits of living more simply, others aren't quite convinced that simple living is the right choice. But the truth of the matter is, virtually everyone could benefit from a little more simplicity. Living a simple life means focusing on the things that really matter, your values, your relationships, your dreams. It's getting rid of the clutter and the noise so that you're left with the things you cherish the most. It's giving yourself the space, the time, and the freedom to truly enjoy those things without the distractions that modern living brings. And the best part? Living more simply doesn't have to be hard, but even when it does feel challenging, it's completely worth it. Six steps you can take to live a more simple life. Ready to start living more simply? From cutting back on your physical possessions to saying goodbye to some of your ongoing obligations, there are lots of different ways you can simplify your life. Not sure where to start? Here are a few steps you can take to make your life a little bit simpler. Number one, embrace having less in your home. One of the easiest ways you can make your life a little more simple is to simplify your home. Many of us fill our homes with stuff. Cabinets filled with dishes and glassware, linen closets overflowing with extra bedding, gallery walls filled with photos. It all adds up. If you're living with a lot of clutter, there's a good chance that it's causing you unneeded stress, even if you don't actually recognize the cause. Having too much stuff in your house can be overwhelming, and it's a great place to start if you're trying to start living more simply. By getting rid of the things that don't bring you joy, keeping counters free of clutter and common areas tidy, and choosing a few tasteful accents to decorate, your home can reflect the simple lifestyle you hope to achieve. Number two, start saying no. While saying yes isn't a bad thing, it's an easy way to find yourself overwhelmed, overscheduled, and overworked. If you're ready to live a more simple life, it's time to embrace the idea that you don't have to say yes to everything. You can and should reassess your commitments to decide what fits with your values and goals and what doesn't. You don't have to go to every single dinner or party you're invited to, and you don't have to sign up for that class. You don't have to buy that stuff. I'm talking to you, Amazon. As difficult as it can be at first to say no, it's like a muscle. The more often you exercise it, the stronger it becomes. Turning down invitations and plans might feel tough at first, but with a little practice, you'll be a pro. Number three, simplify your meals. If you're hoping to create a more simple life for yourself, it's important to factor in the foods you eat. After all, you likely spend a good amount of time meal planning, preparing food, and eating. It's important to not only consider your meals, but also the food you consume. Focus on simple foods that can stand alone or easily pair with others to make a meal. Stock your fridge with fresh fruits, veggies, and essentials, and keep your favorite seasonings and spices on hand. Make a list of go-to meals you can pull together without much stress or hassle, and you'll be well on your way to a simpler diet and a simpler life. If theme nights work for you, that's another great way to simplify meals and meal planning. Think Meatless Mondays, Taco Tuesdays, etc. We have a long-standing tradition of doing breakfast for dinner on Sundays for movie night, which we've enjoyed. Do what works for you and your household. Take it a step further by getting together with friends to prepare freezer meals or arrange a meal swap. Create a system with like-minded friends who want to simplify meals so that you can all enjoy the benefits. To create a more efficient kitchen, keep the essentials and declutter unnecessary items. This is especially important if you're working in a smaller space. Cooking is more enjoyable when you're able to find the items you need and you have countertop space available to do your prepping. Number four, get your budget under control. Making and managing a budget is an incredibly effective way to support your goal of living a more simple life. If you don't check your bank account often, you might be shocked to see where your money is actually going. Chances are you'll find a subscription or two that you don't actually need. You might be surprised to see just how much you spend on frivolous stuff, clothes you didn't actually need, or a fast food lunch you didn't even really want. And for the stuff you actually do need to stay on top of, like your electric bill, take advantage of autopay and stop stressing about missed due dates. By automating the process of paying your bills, you'll save time and energy. By getting your finances under control, you can streamline and simplify your budget and expenses and eliminate a lot of unwanted stress and stuff from your life, all while saving more money. Number five, simplify your morning routine. One unexpected source of stress and overwhelm in our lives can be our wardrobes and getting ready routine. If you've got a closet bursting at the seams with options, that might sound like a good thing, but really it makes it difficult to find what you're actually looking for and creates unnecessary mess and clutter. If it takes you longer than you'd like to get ready for your day, or you're guilty of keeping way too much stuff in your closet, it's time to streamline and simplify. Getting rid of unwanted clothes makes getting ready much simpler and less stressful. Another way to simplify your mornings is to make planning for the following day part of your evening routine. When you've already thought through what you need to have ready and have mentally prepared for the day the night before, the morning runs much more smoothly, which sets the tone for the rest of the day. And number six, create boundaries with technology and social media. One more important way to start living more simply is to be thoughtful and intentional with your social media usage. It's easy for technology to take up a significant amount of our time and attention if we allow it to. Create boundaries for where and when you will use your devices. Protect your meal times and allow plenty of screen-free time in the evenings before going to bed. How you choose to use technology impacts your relationships. It also can influence your well-being. Be selective with who you follow and what you allow into your mind. Be intentional with your time spent online so that it furthers your goals rather than steals your time. You just listened to the post titled Six Practical Steps to Start Living More Simply by Juliana Poplin of thesimplicityhabit.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself, and so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to Juliana. All great steps to take if you're actively looking to simplify your life. We've definitely talked about a few of these before, saying no more often, having less, of course, working on our morning and evening routines, social media. One that is really important that we don't talk about often, probably because it's covered pretty regularly over on Optimal Finance Daily, is tracking your expenses and working with a budget. I don't find a budget necessary if you start the first habit of tracking your expenses, because just by tracking, you might find that your average month is quite good. So budgeting might just be overkill and a waste of time. But you'll never know unless you do take that first step of seeing how much money comes in and then goes out on a day-to-day basis. I used to do it manually with Excel. If you listened to this podcast before, you might've heard me talk about my Excel spreadsheet, but tools and apps have become so good now that a few years ago now, I switched over to an app and it's made the whole thing a lot more simple and enjoyable, really. You can see the one I use at oldpodcast.com/track. Doing taxes every year is now a breeze since every penny is already accounted for. And I do think it's a great way to start living more simply, figuring out exactly what's coming in and knowing how much is going out, and then deciding if setting a budget is best for you. So do try it out as an experiment if you can, tracking your income and expenses. Again, you can see what I'm using at oldpodcast.com/track. And have a great rest of your day. I'll be here curating articles for you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.